It's called Cakeway to the West, and it celebrates the city of St. Louis's 250th birthday. The organization, STL250, is responsible for local artists creating 250 4-foot-tall fiberglass birthday cakes that now dot the St. Louis region. And while most are displayed outdoors in St. Louis City and County, they can be found from Troy and Sullivan, Missouri, all the way to Waterloo, Alton and Jerseyville, Illinois. All 250 cakes are now in place. Amy Page is a music teacher from the West Glen School District in Clinton County, Illinois, and we join her now from her home in New Baden, Illinois. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
And you have photographed all 250 of these cakes, and I guess I should begin by asking the obvious question, and that is why?
Well, I guess I first found out about the cakes when I saw some of my friends posting pictures on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. I wonder where they're finding all these cakes. So I think I actually Googled St. Louis cakes, and I came upon the STL250 website that listed all of the cakes, and I started looking through the list. And even though I've lived in this area my entire life, I thought that this would be a great way to, you know, get to know the St. Louis area better by following this list of cakes and, you know, finding places that I hadn't been to before.
Right. Are there any up your way?
Yes, actually, there's a cake at Scott Air Force Base, and there's a cake in my hometown, Carlisle, Illinois.
Well, these cakes began popping up during the city's official anniversary weekend. That was back in February. I think they actually came in phases. So did you get into this at the beginning when they all weren't out yet?
I did not. I got started in around the beginning of May, and when I started, there were 229 cakes that were placed.
Are they all outside?
No. There are some cakes that are inside, and those are kind of tricky because you have to make sure that you visit them during business hours or whenever the building's open.
Well, Amy, did you start out thinking that you were going to do all 250 of them? Was that your plan?
Yes, it was.
Are you a professional photographer? And you're a teacher by trade, but are you a professional photographer in any way?
I'm not. I like taking photos. I take a lot of photos, especially of my children. But I wouldn't call myself professional by any means.
Well, you explain this to me. Isn't there some sort of app? I think it's a GPS app that helps you find them. And I've heard this whole thing, the people that do what you do, kind of describe it as a scavenger hunt. So what was your experience along those lines?
I honestly did not have very good luck with the STL250 app. Some people do, some people don't. What's supposed to be able to happen is when you get near a cake, an icon will pop up to sort of guide you to the cake, and then you can collect that cake icon for points. There's a leaderboard with different people's names on it. But my experience was I either couldn't get my phone to recognize that there was a cake there, or some of the areas, like the cake in, I believe it's Hardin, Illinois, I didn't even have cell phone service there. So I found the app pretty difficult.
We're talking with Amy Page, who has taken photographs of all of the 250 STL250 birthday cakes that are around the region. Is this like you, Amy, to take on a big project like this? Is this something typical that you would do? And I'm just wondering, how thorough were you? I mean, did you sit down and plan it out ahead of time, where you were going to go, how you were going to do it?
Yeah, I absolutely did. In fact, my husband made fun of me on a daily basis because when I started this, I really was not familiar with St. Louis or the St. Louis area at all. So I would read different town names and not know, you know, if those suburbs were close to the city, or I was kind of all over the place. So what I actually did was I took the list and I organized my cakes by zip code. And so then I would plot out, okay, I put all the addresses into my route planner, and I would find out if, okay, which cakes are the closest, and it would actually tell me which route to take. But I learned pretty quickly that wasn't the best way to do it, because the trip that I got, like the Fox Theater cake and Powell and some of those, a lot of those, I think Fox and everything else was in one zip code. The Powell Hall is in another zip code. So I would have totally missed that cake.
Did your husband ever call you obsessive?
I'm sure he did.
Not to your face, though.
Oh, no, he would to my face. He thought it was crazy, and he was nice enough to visit some of the cakes with me, but I don't think he just had it in his heart like I did.
Well, how long did this whole project take?
Well, I started the beginning of May. I think it was May 4th, and the last cake was placed on July 22nd, and I actually had it by 8:35 that morning.
Amy, you said a couple of minutes ago that you weren't really familiar with the region. Are you not from Southern Illinois originally either?
No, I am. I grew up in Carlisle. I just never really had, you know, I don't know that I would say the desire to investigate St. Louis. And I've certainly done a lot of things in St. Louis, but I don't think on this grand of a scheme.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this. I think the cake tour really hits a lot of the highlights that the city has to offer.
Uh-huh. Now, I understand one day in particular, tell me if this is correct, I find it hard to believe, that you took 54 photographs, that's 54 different cakes, in one day. Is that true?
It is true.
Tell me about that day.
It was crazy. It was actually over Memorial weekend, and my husband and girls were out of town, and so I decided that I was going to visit as many cakes as I possibly could. And so I started at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, and I think I went until 7 that evening, and I got as many of the cakes as I could, and it ended up 54, I believe.
Wow. Did you pack a lunch or what?
No, I stopped somewhere along the way to eat lunch.
Did you, you said your husband went on a couple of the trips. Did you drag other people along too at other times?
I did. A lot of my family members have gone with me. Of course, my two girls, they're 5 and 2. They went to a lot of the cakes with me. My mom went to some with me. My mother-in-law. I went on a couple of the different days with my sister-in-law and my two nephews. So it was kind of a family event.
Well, knowing how you planned this and how sort of obsessive, and I mean that in a good way, that you were, I'm guessing that you kept track of how many miles you traveled to.
You know, I didn't actually. I didn't want to know. My husband said, you know, not even like miles. He said, how much did you spend in gas?
Right.
Because, you know, living in New Baden, a lot of these cakes were not close to me. And since they didn't put them all out at the same time, I made several trips to certain areas. So I don't want to know.
Because like Sullivan, Missouri would be a couple of hours from you at least, wouldn't it?
Yes, but that was an easy one for me to get because that's where my in-laws live. So,
and it's on the highway.
Yeah, Warrenton was one that was far for me.
Wow.
That was a far trip. And then after I had already gotten that cake, one was placed in Troy, Missouri. So then I, you know, kind of went back that same direction.
Well, I understand that some were sort of hard to find. Not all of them are out on the main drag. I think like the Edward Jones Dome and the Mary Meacham Freedom Crossing. You had a little trouble finding those, did you?
Yeah, the Mary Meacham Freedom Crossing, that one was kind of difficult for me to find just because you have to actually, it's kind of on a trail, and you have to get on the trail and actually find it. I don't know, I guess I figured it would be right there at the beginning, like where you can park your car. So that one was difficult. And then the Edward Jones Dome, it wasn't that it was so difficult to find because you can see it when you look through the window, but access to that building is kind of rough. I mean, you know, unless there's an event going on, it's locked up. So you kind of had to plan how you were going to get that one.
Yeah. How different are all these cakes? There are 250 of them. I'm thinking it's 250 individual artists, and I don't know how much leeway they had, but a lot of variety, correct?
Yes, a lot of variety. And you know, that's the thing. I think, you know, a lot of people think, why are you going and looking at all these cakes? But I see them as pieces of art, and I know that some of the artists did several cakes, so I don't think that there were actually 250 artists. Mm-hmm. I know that there were a lot of artists, but I think some of them did repeat. But, you know, a lot of the artists tried to incorporate things, like wherever it was placed. For instance, of course, the Purina Farms cake. That's actually one of my favorites. And it has you know, dogs, of course, on it. And it's just real brightly colored. So I think they tried to make it go along with the theme of wherever it was placed.
So that was one of your favorites. How about two more? What sticks out?
Well, of course, I love the Carlisle cake just because that's my hometown. And, you know, it kind of gives credit to the lake and sailing. I would say, oh, it's difficult. One of my other favorites, of course, probably would be Blueberry Hill, just because that's a fun, I mean, it's got the Simpsons on it, Batman, but then it's got the music theme also. So,
did you try to capture the location in any of these shots? Are they strictly shots of the cake, or did you try to get the, you know, the ambiance of where it is?
When I started out, I mostly was taking pictures of the cake, and then as the process went on, I kind of realized that I did want to see more of the location. So some of my later cake photos, I did a better job capturing things around the cake. So I don't know. I might have to revisit some of the early ones just to get some better pictures.
Will your husband be okay with that?
Probably not, but we won't tell him.
I won't say a word. You know, Amy, I've been watching these cakes myself with some amusement over the past few weeks, and I've seen a lot of people like crowd around them and take group shots here in Grand Center, and I've seen it in Soulard, too. So did you meet some interesting people when you were doing this, and did you have conversations?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a couple different Facebook groups that go along with these cakes, and it has been really neat because through one of the groups in particular, there was a cake hunter's picnic planned. So a bunch of us got together for a picnic, and I met some people through there. Well, the interesting thing was, after that happened, I noticed that when I went to some of the later cakes, some of those same people I ran into at the cakes. And then on the day that I actually found my 250th cake, there were several of those people there. So it's been nice getting to know them.
You know, I guess the bottom line is, and I think this is what STL 250, part of their intention of doing this was to get people out, just like what you did, places they hadn't been, and give them the opportunity to learn about Carlisle, Illinois, or Sullivan, Missouri. And that's what you did.
Exactly. And, you know, several of the places I've been back to a couple times, like Crown Candy Kitchen. I had never been there before a cake was placed there, and I would say that's one of my family's favorite places now.
Absolutely. I understand you're working on an album. What are you going to do with these 250 shots?
I'm going to create an album, you know, just to kind of help me remember my time visiting all of them, and just as a keepsake. I've also got a little cake medal that I can put in there. And also, you know, of course, I have the cake T-shirt and stuff. So it really has been quite the journey. But, you know, I can look back then years from now and realize how crazy I was, I guess.
We're talking about the STL 250 cakes, and our guest today, Amy Page, has taken photographs of each of them, and we'll have some on our website at stlpublicradio.org on the Cityscape page. And Amy, these cakes, these 250 cakes that you have seen each one, they're on view through the end of the year. Do you have any idea? Do we know what's going to happen to them after that?
I have heard that after December, the individual locations get to keep the cake. I don't know if that's true, but maybe some of them will continue to be on display. Not sure.
Well, it sounds like a fun project, and at least you know you accomplished something this year, right?
Absolutely. And to be, I guess, technically correct, so far there are actually 251 cakes.
How's that?
I don't know. After the list was complete, a cake showed up at the casino in St. Charles.
Oh.
I think what happened was probably some extra cakes were ordered, you know, in case maybe something happened, or, you know, you never know with vandalism.
Well, I'd say it's like your birthday, 250 cakes and one to grow on, right?
That's right.
Amy Page, New Baden, Illinois. Thanks for sharing with us.